here. Welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. And this week we are talking about Disco Elysium again. Surprise! We're still here. This is week 5 of 7, I think. I know we're on week 5, but, you know, I mean, maybe we'll make it to week, you know, to week 7. We're not, I mean, anyways, well, I'll talk about that later. So a little bit about Disco Elysium. It was released back in October of 2018, developed by ZA/UM. Still haven't found out if there's like the correct way to say that. Available on PS4, Switch, Xbox One, Mac, PC, and also I think PS5 and the new Xbox, which is I wonder if that's pushed up to April as well, April 1st, since they're doing the updated version for that. I'm not sure. Anyways, so much for doing my homework. A little summary. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill system at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders, and take bribes. Become a hero or an absolute disaster of a human being. Chris just updated. He hasn't found a pronunciation of the developer online anywhere. I mean, so we're just going to keep saying ZA/UM. Although I kind of like saying like ZAM. That's what I say in my head when I look at it. So for those of you who haven't listened to our other chats about Disco Elysium, you can find those at thegamechat.net. We're kind of treating these a little bit like kind of a round table of just kind of talking about what we've experienced in the game from the last time that we played to this time, or even stuff that we've covered before, you know, to revisit it. Since it's kind of, you can kind of just do, kind of take whatever course that you want to take. There's a main story, but there's all kinds of other stuff that you can do too. So you can just be gung-ho best detective ever and just do this, you know, just do this, like, this case that you're sent to solve. Or you can just do everything. Console release is March 30th. All right. So according to Google, that's what it's saying for the PS5 and the... What's the Xbox called? The Series X? Is that right? The new
whatever
Xbox?
Whatever the cool kids are playing these games.
Whatever the cool kids are playing these games, I guess. None of us... If Jonathan was here, he would know. If Jonathan was here, he would know. Maybe. I don't know. We just have a handful of us here chatting this evening, and we'll start with intros, as we usually do, along with a fun intro question, so you can get to know more about us. There's a thing that, you know, there's a book that you can read in the game to where it gives you different, well, I think it's about cockatoos, and so you have to pick, like, which cockatoo best represents you. So I thought, hey, why don't we tell a bird, why don't those of us who are introducing ourselves as the talkers on this podcast, chatters, there we go, Stephanie, words, we'll say, we can say what bird we think best represents us as a person, as an individual, whether emotionally or even if you think physically, if you think you look like a bird, I don't know, you make the call. So starting at the top.
Hi, this is the top, Franco. I'd have to go with Al. Let's go with Al.
Okay.
OWL.
Why, Franco? Why?
Because I said so. No.
Jeez.
Especially now that I'm wearing reading glasses all the time. It just seems, you know, and my general.
Okay. All right. Just your
puffed out locks on the side that always.
That's how you perceive yourself.
Mm-hmm. Can resemble an owl's ears, maybe. Mm-mm. Who knows?
Oh, as Kevin put in our Discord chat, you're also a hoot. So,
well, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, it fits and fits it really. all right, thank you, Frank, for sharing that with us. Next,
This is Madeline. I don't think I could probably, I don't know. I think if I was a bird in my current mental and emotional state, I would probably be a kiwi, short and squat and look like I'm wearing a burlap sack and flightless. But if I could be a bird, that it would be like a bird that would be like the ideal. I would probably be an ostrich. Very tall. They don't fly either, but they have very long, powerful legs and can run really fast. They work together in their flock to raise their young. Both parents are involved in protecting and raising the young. So that's pretty rare for, I mean, more common in the bird community, but rare in the animal kingdom in general. And they just... they have very long, nice eyelashes, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Excellent. I like it. Thank you. Thank you. This is Steph. I'm looking at a bird chart right now.
Grambling Frog.
So, yeah. You know, I kind of think. Oh man. I'm kind of thinking a hummingbird, honestly. I think a hummingbird is it. There's, I feel a strong connection to the hummingbird. I'm not sure that it represents my personality more as it's my, I feel like maybe it best represents my mental person, like, you know, like how I feel like how fast the hummingbird is and just going from one thing to another. And like, they're very, like, they can be very tentative or very like aggressive. I feel like that's like my brain. So a hummingbird represents my brain. I feel that's extremely accurate. I think that's the best one that I can come up with here. Seagulls are way too social. Hawks are too predatory. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my hummingbird. I'm not really sure exactly what type of, you know, there are different. I think, yeah, there are a couple of different, like three different species or something, or whatever you call them. But
what about the bin chicken? Listen. I do feel like a bin chicken.
Pigeons have the sea, yes. All right. Well, great. Thank you all. And a little update that Chris, who is here in listening, who records the podcast, gave us an update that the console releases are just PS4 and 5 here in spirit, yes, and Stadia, but they haven't announced anything for the Xbox for Disco Elysium. So, yeah, there you go. There you go. Or Switch. Oh, man. Anyways, let's get into this. Feeling very... like, I've already, like, gotten, like, railroaded here. My fellow police officers, Madeline and Frank, how have things went? How has your investigation gone this past week?
I think it'd be good to start off, I think.
Sure.
Saying where we are. I'm, like, almost at the end of day 4, like, 1800
okay.
hours, like 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
Sure.
Day 4. And sure. I just wrapped it up with Titus and talking about Ruby.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, nice. Boy, that was a long, hard discussion.
That was, yeah.
Yep.
I'm about halfway through day 4. It says 12:13 on my clock. I've been short on playtime, but I have talked to Titus about Ruby. I did that on day 3, I think. I made it into the church.
Okay. The church.
That's about all the big things that I feel like I've done so far.
Nice. I am at 9 a.m. on day 5.
Ooh.
Like 9:15 a.m. So
yeah. I don't have a productive cop, but I feel like you should get the productive cop.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm on the morning of day 5, and I've already gotten to a point. Like I just got to a point before I stopped today, because I played like an hour today to kind of finish up, because I've been playing like around 5 hours a week, because I just didn't know how, you know, if that 4 hour mark was going to leave me with like several hours to play the last week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I been playing about 5 hours, and right before I stopped, or a little bit before I stopped today, I had reached a point that it was like the, okay, if you go any further, this will be the end game. Like, okay. So go and finish up. Like, you know, like you can go and finish up whatever else you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not sure, like, you know, I'm sure that there's like, you know, you can reach that day 5 or day 6 or whatever, but yeah. So now I'm kind of like, okay, I was like, okay, I know where end game is, whether who knows how long, what's like, how long of a playtime is after you hit that point. But, so I'm kind of cleaning up things, probably for the rest of day 5, and trying to do stuff. I need to pick up my dice and kind of do a couple other things. And, then we'll head on over. I've already finished up everything, I think, so far in the church. I don't have anything else in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frank, did you find the church? I know this was...
Oh, yeah.
You were looking for it last time.
Yes, and I did, you know, I saw Steph's post in Discord. I didn't read the post when I...
Mm-hmm.
And then I came upon the church, and I'm like, oh, boy, now I'm bracing myself.
Mm. You
know? So, yeah, the church was very... I don't know how far, Madeline, you've gotten in the church. Have you...
I've talked to the two people that were living or spending time in the church, and went back and talked to the, I don't know, the kids that wanted to start a rave. Yeah.
Yeah. A rave hall. Yeah.
Yeah.
That becomes a whole quest chain.
Yeah.
But I met the girl outside measuring the, you know, listening to the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I so wanted so badly to get her a hat or a coat. You know? It's like, you're freezing out here. What are you doing?
Yeah. For whatever reason, I had my, well, I think so that I could get Titus to give me what I wanted. I had my authority turned way up, and my authority was like only giving me the option to yell at her for not having a hat.
Ooh.
And I was like, I can, nope.
Yeah.
Like, where's your hat? And I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Dear God. And I was like, I'm not wearing a hat either. I have two in my inventory that I don't want to wear.
Yeah.
I can't. And I, God forbid I have the option to give her one of them. No, of course not. Yell at her for not wearing a hat.
Yep.
And she's like, you're not wearing a hat either.
Yep.
And then somehow I ended up yelling at her about, and close your ears, sensitive children, yelling at her about being a cop fucking a hat on the ice. Somehow that was the logical, the only like
wow.
logical conclusion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's an interesting chart.
Let me get you this. And then I started crying.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like,
giving me a little bit of... crying after yelling at her?
Yes.
Good.
And then I gave, what did I do? Oh, then she like gave me a little bit of a pep talk. And then later I was able to come back and give her the same talk that you had with her, Steph.
Assam is a wonderful person.
We were even. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's a sweetheart.
We all got to meet Crabman.
Crabman.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Crabman, who lives in the church. For those listening, that's someone that lives in the rafters of the church. I wish I remembered his name. He has a name, but
yeah,
starts with an A. I can't remember it though.
Oh, Tulag. Isn't it Tura?
Maybe it doesn't start with an A, Stephanie. I think I'm probably thinking of a cell, but like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh God, what's his name? It's like kind of Spanish, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. No, that's okay. He's in that picture, but his name is not in that picture.
Yeah. Then. Yeah. He was. Yeah. He's
Tiago.
Tiago.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's super interesting. Super chill.
Yeah.
There you know. Well. Even, well. And then he kind of gives you a hard time about your drinking problem that he can just sense that you have.
And he unlocks he unlocks
it. He can probably smell it roiling off of me.
Oh, well, I mean, some of us maybe. Yes, I haven't touched a drop in like 5 days. So,
I'm really trying hard. I thought about it a lot, and I'm going to go for I'm not going to drink and I'm not going to take the speed. I'm just going to leave those two quests open.
No. All right. Yeah, I don't have the speed one, but I do have to take a drink. And then I also have one to keep because I have a bottle of like the blue, is it blue spirits or something? It's some kind of weird crap that I was wearing my necktie at the time. And the necktie was like, yes, you need to keep that. Keep it for a special occasion. So that's a quest too, to wait for the neckties. Okay, to start to drink the blue stuff, but I took the necktie off, so unfortunately,
how will you know?
I should just put it on again and just see if it's like, hey, the church is the whole church thing was really interesting for me.
Yeah,
like, that's a whole fascinating thing. Like as I said, like, I've already closed it out, so I won't talk too much about it because I don't know where y'all are at with it. But like,
I won't either. I'm at the same place. I closed it out. And
oh, you've already closed it out on day four.
Well,
I guess I did too. I closed it out on day four as well.
Yeah, because of what you know. I said, oh boy, there's something going on in the church. So I figured I'm going to do the church and find out what's going on. So So I got all the way through the church. Yeah.
Madeline, where are you at with the church?
Not yet. I talked to the woman and she's like, I don't want to have this dance thing here because I'm trying to listen to silence.
Sure.
And I hate this music.
The sound of silence.
Mm-hmm. And so I went and talked to the kids in the tent and they're like, well, see if you can work it out some other way. And I was like, I will ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
It can be done.
So I'm going to go talk to her again.
Yeah.
But it's not like I've been short on playtime this past week because of school. So it won't bother me if you talk about how you close it out. I will not be angered to be spoiled.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can talk about next week, but like, that whole, like, the whole, like, the empty space in the middle of the church is fascinating. Like, the space of silence that she's studying. I keep wanting to call her Ruby, but it's not Ruby, but she looks like a Ruby. And so then, like, it just automatically, but it's not Ruby.
I shouldn't call her a scientist. She's a programmer.
Programmer, correct. Have you, let's see here, oh no, there she, I think she asks you to do that in order for her to be okay with other things. Okay. Yeah, I still haven't picked up my dice. I need to go back and pick. I think that's what I'll be another one thing I'll be doing today. So I have no idea how much they are. We'll see.
Yeah, I was surprised there was no like kind of well, maybe I should have been asking for money all this time because Kim didn't say anything. The Noid, was it Noid? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Noid, not Egghead. I caught him with I caught him doing something. I can't remember the dialogue, and he actually gave me 25 real.
Yeah. He threw me the key to the church, and it hit me in the eyeball.
Oh, that's what it was.
And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Here's
the I failed. I failed the.
And I was like, And I was like, I don't like this guy. Yes, give me your money.
I must have caught it then because he didn't give me 25 real. That would have been.
Yeah, the one time having the skill actually negatively affects you.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been nice. Super nice. No, I did stay at the house.
Same.
On the coast. On the night of the 4th.
It's actually a better room than the hotel room. I mean, well,
it's not as big, but it's definitely more, not quite as a mess, which it doesn't seem like there's any turn down service or any kind of maid service at the Whirling Rags. It's the same every time you go back and your character obviously doesn't care enough to like straighten it up or anything. So I did stay at the house on the coast that the woman offers you, which is nice. I tried to shave and failed. So before I can do it again, I have to put something in hand eye, which I might, I'll probably just not do. We'll see.
I forget where I found it. I'm pretty sure it's a found item. And I'm just, God, it's so much money, but I want to do it. The what is it? FALN jacket, and then I have the FALN hat.
Mm-hmm. You found the jacket? I don't think I found the jacket.
I forgot where I found the jacket. I think it's somewhere on the. Oh, it's. I think it's somewhere on the boardwalk somewhere.
Is it the okay? The Shivers literally just told me about a jacket that's hiding under the boardwalk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have it. Oh, no, I do have it. The Windbreaker, right?
No, there's a Windbreaker and there's like like a ski jacket, actually.
They haven't found the jacket yet. I have the Windbreaker, the hat, and the pants that I bought.
Right. But the shoes, the guy at the guy who's selling it.
Yeah.
He has the shoes for 70 real.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's not as much. I was wondering, that's probably a hell of an achievement. In the pawn shop, the street light, the used street light that sells for 700 real.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
That's a mega accomplishment. You've got to beg for money off of everybody.
If it's even something you can attain, if it's not just like a white, red herring, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So I of course, thinking in D&D mode, it's like, I wonder if there's a set bonus for this.
Well, so did you get the action figure?
No.
Of the headless dude in the pawn shop?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I think I do have. Yeah, something like that. It's like, it looks like a guy on a horse, I think.
Yes. And he's headless. Okay. And supposedly the myth about him is that he was wearing a FALN tracksuit. So I'm wondering if you do get a set bonus.
Maybe.
For putting everything, but then maybe not the hat since he was headless. I don't know. I only That's have the hat.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to find this jacket. I'll have to find the jacket. So
everybody's found the back room in Whirling Rags and all that?
Yes.
Okay. So you found the peephole and the.
The green outline on the window was a little hard to see. If I wouldn't have known it was there, I wouldn't have been like,
"Yeah."
Fade in. But yes, I didn't have the whole thing that you did with the thumb, though. That didn't happen to me in the back room.
Oh, that you posted
about last week.
The honor thing. Yeah, the honor thing. I don't know what, something just suddenly, it must have been something I did with Kim, because I think maybe it was because I asked him about pinball.
Well, either that or it's probably, you probably have something built up that I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I think it's like certain responses.
Yeah.
Like the same way it makes you different types of cop. I think honor is its own
type
of cumulative thing.
Yeah.
And I got, after you, what is it? You exit that, you unbar the door and exit and you find that flower pot. There's like a little, there's an object now that you can access on the roof.
Oh, yes.
I tried four times and I missed it every time. You know, the flower just goes away in the wind.
It just drifts away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn it. That's it. I tried.
Oh, I already got the flower.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Anything I got it when I was talking to her. Do I even still have it? Was it an interact thing? Oh, I need to interact with this book that I found called A Primer for Small Kids.
Oh.
No, yeah, Dried Maybells. Yeah, you can interact with it, and I've already interacted with it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, something happens, but I don't remember exactly what it was. That was like 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
It's not going to happen for me. Just
did you beat the game? Oh, no, it went off into the game. Oh, I mean, it went off into the wind.
Okay. Yeah, it's gone forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
It's one of those, one shot at it. So
one thing that I'm like curious about is that, like, so I have like the gloves and the boots for this armor set.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's not even part. I mean, like, I'm assuming it's somewhere, but that's not even what I'm asking about. Scratch that. Determine where the shot came from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is check island for bullet traces. Is that talking about the city, or is that something else that you, is that the undercover tunnel that you have to get through?
Yeah, it's an ABC thing, yeah.
In one of the previews for the game, there's a picture of you on a boat, and I think it's the woman's boat who has the cutlass. She's taking you over across the way. Yeah, to an island. And if you look at the map, so there's like the Martinez over on the right, and then the Fisherman's, and then the church, and then in the top center of the map, there's a separate island.
Yeah.
Not so Joyce. The other.
Not Joyce.
Like the small yellow.
The fisherwoman?
The fisherwoman, yes.
Oh, the woman you try to get a date with.
Yeah, well, you can. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's an island in the center, top of the map there.
Yeah, I tried going back after Kim was asleep because I had to go and talk to Joyce as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kim was getting tired, even though it didn't really help because, like, it was a task, I guess. So it did help, but I still went back with Kim. I still went back with Kim to ask her, like, I finished out all the questions for the reality.
Right.
And so that when I went back to talk to Joyce without Kim, I tried to talk to her, the fisherwoman, and it didn't make it any, like it said, it was like, Kim here makes it awkward. And so then I went back without Kim and it only went up like, I think maybe 3%. Like, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, so I guess I'm just not, heroic enough, but
the only thing I can think is she told me that she leaves in the morning about 4 a.m and I was like, well, if I go to bed,
if you go during the day, she's still there, like she's there during the day, like,
leaves at 4 a.m and then is back in the morning. So like,
if I
go to bed, there's no way, like an eShade where you could like program how much sleep you do.
Yeah.
There's no way to do that here. So if I wanted to see if she would take me at 4 a.m., this is what I'm going to try on the night of this, when I'm playing the night of this day 4, see if I can stay up until 4 and see if she'll take me. Because I can't like wake up early and see if she'll take me.
Yeah. Well, there's no one around there's no one around after 2 a.m., I think is what the game says. So you could buy a book or something to pass some time.
Yep. Yep. Because I think the island is one of your, so when you look at the window and you're trying to calculate map, like where this shot could come from, the island is one of your options.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I was just making sure that I was not, you know, because again, stuff like that sometimes tends to go through one ear, not the other. So even though it probably showed me the island when it was like when you were calculating things, I looked at that and I was like, check the island for bullet traces. What? Where? Mm. So, okay. And then I was thinking, well, maybe it's the underground tunnel. Like it's that door on the coast.
Gate opening, yeah.
It may get you there.
There's a strength check for it, or like it's a, a strength check, a D&D strength check. That's what I meant.
Yeah. And I think it's level godly.
It is godly. Yeah. I've gotten impossible. It up. I think it's like 8% for me. Yeah, like, but I've done godly checks before.
Ooh.
On like other things, but like it's stuff that I had like stuff to help me with, but I don't have anything. Like I tried putting on.
There's no bonuses for that.
Yeah, I tried putting on stuff for it and it still didn't help. So I thought, well, the next time that I get, I'm going to save it. And the next time I get, because I think it was, let's see, I think it was physical instrument. I think it was physical instrument. So I have only one more that I can, put a skill point in for a physical instrument. So I'm going to save it, try that and see if that helps at all to where I can just keep trying it and then just like reload it if I, you know, when I fail. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And if it doesn't help, then I'll just load back. But yeah, or I'll just try. That's an excellent idea, Madeline. I'm going to try that too. I'm going to try that too the night of the 5th to catch her.
I have no idea. Probably I'm just going to waste all my time and she'll just get in her boat and sail away and that'll be it.
I mean, why would they say that? And then you saw the thing with her taking him over there, unless it's something that opens up like on day six or something. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking. Like if it's not that, then it's a progression thing.
Yeah. It's a progression thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did everybody, go ahead.
Oh no. I was going to say that I did like, because I remember, like, I talked to her yesterday, like, because I would, like, go and check in with her a couple of times just to see if there's anything different with that she would say, this fisherwoman. And she was all the time talking about, like, that the waves were choppy and that she was telling them to calm down on day 4. Now, day 5, because I stayed in the house, so I talked to her before heading out back to the Rolling Rags. And she said something about that the weather had cleared and it seemed like a good day to get out there. So maybe day 6, maybe I need to go back and talk to her some more. I think that's what I need to do.
Maybe.
Sorry, Frank, didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to say, did anybody progress with the traps and the bug guy, the entomologist?
Cryptozoologist. I've been trying, and everything I look in says, oh, this is empty. You need to check the other traps. And I'm like, I literally just checked the other traps. I don't know what you want from me.
Well, you have to check, like, all the different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found them. I mean, yeah.
I did, and that's all finished out. I think I need to tell them that I need to tell them one more thing, I think. And then I think that will be done.
And I got so close with Kumo, but I couldn't close the deal.
But yeah, so you don't have to keep, like, because I just checked each trap once, Madeline. So you can just check, like, each trap once and then go, and as long as you find all of them, which they're a little difficult to find, then that's all you need to do. You don't need to keep checking the ones you've already checked, if that helps.
Okay. Yeah, he'll be back at the Whirling Rags.
Talking to his wifey.
Yeah.
Hanging out with her.
Yeah, got so close with Kuno, but I couldn't close the deal.
I don't remember where I was with that. I don't remember what.
I finally, you know, I passed the empathy check on him. And then it's all about
building. Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, did you go to his apartment then?
His apartment?
Yeah.
No, I went to his little like shack that he has.
Mm-hmm. Not the shack, is where his father lives.
No, I didn't go there.
Yeah, that's a progression thing. Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. I don't have anything else to say to him. Like, he's not saying anything else to me. So.
Oh.
As far as I know.
Okay. I'll wait till the end to talk about what happens there.
Yeah. So what is everyone like learning here? So I posted mine. I am learning an actual art degree because that's important. I'm in the process of learning white mourning. I think I might regret that decision when it happens, but because that's like, you see yourself from above, you're passed out in the blue tiles. Like, it seems like it's kind of like not a good memory, but,
that's the one you get from reading the card.
That whole knockout thing where you think
it's game over, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got the Kodo Mama Dekwa Data Birth Generator, and of course the ones we went over last week. But yeah, the newest ones is that the Kodo Mama finished, actual art degree finished, and then White Mourning's like at 80%. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. What else? Did the traps finally? Pinball Arcade. I haven't done anything with the Union Boss. I know you're like best buddies.
I'm in deep with everyone.
I think I'm going to go back and talk because that was one thing that was brought up.
Okay.
Before I continued on with the main thing was that it was like, because like it kind of gave me a few things like that I knew that I had in my quest log, but one of those was like, should we go back and talk to to this guy? And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I should have done that more. So that will be on my checklist for today.
So have you talked to Joyce enough where she tells you about the
identity of the hanged man?
Well, that and who he's working with?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Who else was here with him?
Yeah, he didn't come here alone.
Yeah.
If I did find that out, I don't remember.
He's with, well, do I, is it all right?
I think so. Because I feel like the game is like hinting at it the whole time anyway. No. So okay. There are two really big dudes at the dock gate.
Okay. Yeah.
One of them is Measurehead, and then the other one is the dude who says, "We want to work. We want to work."
Right.
Like, your clothes look funny.
Yeah.
Like, what bar did you work at? Yeah, he's not from here.
Got you.
As you might have guessed.
So, okay, so the guy down at the bottom, that's who he came in. Okay, no, I don't think that I found, I'm not sure, but it's fine. I don't mind. Interesting.
Yeah, they are, they're dangerous people.
Nah, danger's in the eye of the beholder.
Funny, that's what Titus said. Yeah. Oh, so Steph, since you said you finished the church, so you got, okay.
Yes.
You got your, did you get the new and improved crowbar to open up ice?
Of course I got it. And then she gave it to me, and I didn't really pay attention to the name other than it was like crowbar.
Yeah, it looks nothing like a crowbar. So
when I got to the ice chest, well, like I even looked at my inventory after I got done talking to her, and then I was like, I don't see a crowbar in here. Maybe it'll just pop up whenever. I was like, it seems like that's not how this game is working, but maybe it'll just pop up when I get there. Mm-hmm. So I went all the way. I went all the way from the church all the way back to that basement in the main city and got down there was like, okay, try to do it. Nothing popped up. I was like, so I looked in my inventory and I was like, there's no, I have my old crowbar here. I don't have, because like, the item name is, the multi-tool. Yes. And so I was like, she didn't give me the crowbar. What was I supposed to do? She said that she was giving it to me. I even looked up. I even like went online and was like, better crowbar not turning up in inventory ? I was worried. And then I just was like, well, let me just try some, because, and also for the life of me, I thought that had been in my inventory this entire time.
Oh,
like, I don't know what, I think maybe I was mixing it up like with the tape player.
Yep. The boombox looks just like it.
Yeah. It's the same size.
I think I was mixing it up with that. Yeah. And so like I was seeing my inventory and was like, I've had that the entire game. What? That's not it. It's something new. So yeah, I was super confused. And then I just started just trying stuff. I was like, well, let me just throw stuff in my hand. Chain cutters, crowbar, and then the multi-tool, and then the multi-tool worked. And I was like, okay. I just convinced myself that that wasn't it, but cool. So yeah, I did get it. It was a big thing for me. Huge.
Yeah, that was that thing is, yeah, it's when you walk around with it.
It's like gigantic. Funny. It's like gigantic. I put it in my hand. I was like, what is this?
When you look at it in your inventory, it looks like a bottle opener that has tiny level on it.
Yep.
And then, yeah, you equip it and it is the size of the boom box. And you're like,
it's huge. It's
how
huge.
Would I even use this?
Yeah. Yeah. What does this even do?
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't ask for it back, honestly. Yeah, I have all kinds of clothes. My wardrobe keeps growing.
Yeah,
I have jackets, I have pants, ties, glasses, not that many gloves, but...
Yeah, well, I have like three pairs
scarves,
of scarves. Oh, I have one scarf. Yeah, you found one scarf. I think in the church you found a scarf, too.
I don't know. I have a silk scarf.
Yeah, I found a scarf there, too.
I have a silk scarf. I have... Am I wearing a scarf? Maybe I only have one scarf. Oh, yeah, maybe it's just one scarf. I'm just blowing it out of proportion. I'm like, so many scarves. And then you get a nice little, if you finish the whole zoologist thing, she gives you the wife gives you a little, like, bird skull tie.
Oh, yeah, that thing's great. Aww. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus one to Inland Empire and plus one to Volition. No minuses, yeah. Which those are always... I like the no minuses one.
Yeah, there's always, even with a lot of the thought cabinet, it's a give and take. It's like, you got to weigh the modus operandi becomes, you get a skill check. Oh, it's in this, quick escape out of the skill check.
You know,
go through your wardrobe. Okay. Standing there in the street, changing your clothes.
I never look at the plus and minuses for the thought cabinet. I just look at things. I'm just like, would I want to learn about that? Let's learn about it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't tell you until you resolved it, yeah.
I don't know.
There is one thought in there that said you automatically fail all red checks whenever you're thinking about it. And I was like, I want to think about this. But so I don't.
I have one.
Fail all red checks. Which
now, what does an actual art degree give you? A minus one to hand-eye coordination. Oh, and hands shake from anger at how crap it all is. Oh, my. This one is... Amazing. What?
Mine says minus one perception. Oh, this is temporary research bonus. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The bonus from thoughts will be different.
I loved the thing that showed up for it, like the art degree once you learn it. Like, it's like, oh my goodness.
Like
I
the love image it so or?
No. Well, the image and like the solution, like description, it's just a bunch of like descriptors that are horrible, like trite, contrived, mediocre, milquetoast, amateurish,
yeah.
infantile, cliche, and gonorrhea-ridden peon to conformism, affront to humanity, war crime, should literally be tried for war crimes, resolutely crap, lacking in imagination, uninformed reimagining of limp-wristed, premature, ill-informed attempt at some of these I can't even say, pedantic, listless, savagely boring, just one repulsive laugh after another.
Wow.
Jeez.
Which I guess is how you see art as an art critic, which
art critic,
you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah, but I get a conceptualization passes heal plus, okay, passes heal. Oh, conceptualization passives heal plus one morale and give plus 10 XP. So every time you pass a conceptualization,
right,
you heal plus one morale.
You feel better.
You feel better, and it gives you experience.
Wow. Yeah. You have figured out how the world works, and your resolve is solidified.
Sure. Yeah. Oh my gosh. The Fairweather win when passed gives you plus 2 hand-eye coordination against enemies in FT-500 armor. Not sure where that's going to come into play, but...
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know. Oh, just so it's good that you're going for the armor because I made the decision.
The bird one gives you negative 1 encyclopedia, no room for anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me with every obsession in my life. Sorry, Frank, go ahead.
Because if you're going for the armor, just so we know what happens, because I'd made the decision. Nope, I sent the body off with the boots on. I'm like,
I am really hoping that the third part is over on the island. I mean, it has to be. I mean, there's no other place in the city and in the coast that I don't... I mean, you know, other than just small conversations with people, but I feel like something would have, like, some kind of lead would have started. But so I'm really hoping it's over on the island and I can get to it before things go to crap.
Yeah, I'm sending you a message, so I don't want to spoil it for...
Oh, we'll be fine.
Oh, the derealization gives you plus 1 XP for every orb clicked.
Yeah,
at any of these, like... Learning cap for perception. Okay, so apparently I haven't learned the one that gives you, like, that makes you automatically fail any red check.
Hmm.
Thank goodness.
So that one is... the precarious world. This thought showed up, I think, because of a different thought that I had. Trying to think. I think this was because I was like saying a lot of apocalypse things.
Oh.
I think this came up because of my apocalypse cop responses.
Oh, is this Cop of the Apocalypse? Is that the one? No, sorry.
I don't see that one on here.
Oh, okay. I have one like that, but I hadn't learned it yet.
Oh, that's the...
I haven't learned it yet, but that's the one that says all red checks fail.
Yeah.
That's
And it takes 4 hours to research it. So unless, like, I could think about it, but I need to do it, like, right before bed.
Okay.
It would charge up overnight.
Got you.
Yeah, I sent the... Let's see. I sent the body away. With the boots.
Yeah. Yeah, I replied to your message, Frank. I don't know who that is.
The cryptologist assistant.
Oh, I've talked to both of them. No one said anything about anything.
I think it's, again, maybe another progression thing.
Well, on day 5, I've talked to both of them.
Yeah, like you corner him on something. And then...
I might have felt something.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You corner him on something and then he's sort of like, oh, the mug.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah. I did this with him.
Yeah. And you point out.
You didn't go in the basement.
He's a racist and all this stuff. Yeah. Then he starts getting nervous.
Yeah.
And
basement.
Yeah, then you follow it up with he knows basement. Something more. Hmm?
I don't know what either of you are talking about. What basement? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, so I feel like I've been cheating because I've been making all these advancements by leaning on all the people who want me to do things for them. The union boss says, mm-hmm. go to the basement and unlock this door.
Oh, right,
right. Right. And then when I did that, and then I went in this basement apartment, I was like, okay, the mug that was in the trash next to the hanged body belongs to this other set of mugs.
Yeah, I'm not doing the hanged, I'm not doing that.
Right. But that got me on the line of inquiry that made me realize that the cryptozoologist assistant was racist.
Right.
So he knew something about the hanged man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he could help me out with the accoutrement of the hangman.
Gotcha. Right.
Okay. Like, how did the mug get in the trash can?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that you have to follow that line of questioning, and it eventually leads you to him revealing.
I probably won't. I don't think I'm going to. That's my stand. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll see. I mean, unless it makes me, but I don't plan to help that. I don't.
You don't help him. No, you don't.
You don't. No.
You badger him pretty much.
I don't think you would have to help. I think you could find out this information from this assistant without going to help Everett Clare.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, because Frank didn't go in the basement and he was able to.
Because I found the broken mug in the trash can.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. If you find least a mug. Yeah, somehow it comes up in the prompt about the mug because he calls,
He is racist to Kim.
Right.
In a similar manner that the mug is racist.
I guess one of my attributes says you should ask him about the mug.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one it was. I can't remember.
Well, you know, it comes up, I guess.
Yeah, he knows where the gloves
are. I mean, I'm already on the case of the... I'm already on the case, so I don't know.
Alrighty.
Yeah, already there. Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll see.
We'll see what else. Pinball. Roof. Everybody knows about the Ruby deal, right?
Well, I'm trying to find her.
Yes. Oh, and what's we call it? Oh, that's right. Somebody else. I don't know what it has to do. The girl who was painting all over the place.
Cindy.
Yeah, she knew. Yeah, I forget where you get the piece of information, but she has a piece of information about the armor.
Yeah, I think it was the gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that.
Because, things that Cindy the Skull, and I'm like, who the F is Cindy the Skull? And it's like, and then I just like, I was like roaming around and it was like, let me just check in with the girl that's painting on the buildings and her name's Cindy the Skull. And it's like, oh, okay. I totally forgot.
I have to go back to get paint supplies from her so I can paint the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause retrieve the, what is it? Oh, the paint can out of your lorry. Not the paint can, the gas can.
I've sold the gas can.
Oh dear.
All right. Okay.
I wonder if you could buy things back.
But I still have to go and get paint from her.
Yeah. I haven't done that part yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else? The church. Well, Madeline's not done with the church.
I'm basically done with the church.
Not even close.
Okay, fine. I'm not close to done with the
There's
church.
A lot of back and forth between you and the disco people. Not the disco people. The rave club people. Back and forth. Back. Go get this. Don't get them the green to do this. No. God.
Yeah. Yeah. And something big that happens after that. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I don't think
Oh, did you find the radio tower up north?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that pretty much Kim eliminates that as one of the possible
spots. Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I just happened across it. Like, I was just wandering around. I was like, oh, I don't think that I've been up here. Interesting. And yeah, there we are. Let's see here. So we have let me see here. We have I'm scrolling my private message with you. That's not what I need to be scrolling through. How's everyone doing with their thing? So Superstar Cop, I got 8.
Oh.
Has anyone went up? I mean, I don't remember from week to week what I get from one thing to the next. So
yeah, I'm up to let's see.
No, you only have 3 in Superstar Cop, Frank.
Yeah.
And No Apocalypse Cop?
Nope. No Apocalypse Cop. I wonder how that steady on my typical pattern with communist fascists.
Well, it's no wonder that you're 5 at Boring Cop because you don't have any in Apocalypse Cop.
I think the game, pretty much something like, one of the dialogues it goes through, you're pretty boring. You're brown. It's your favorite color, probably something. Yeah, insulting.
You're more of an ultra liberal and a moralist than I am. You're like twice the moralist than I am, or more than twice the moralist that I am.
Good cop, bad cop.
How did you get so many of good cop, bad cop?
I was just going to say, I think that's because
I'm at 24. I'm at 14.
I always tend to defer whenever we're doing investigations. I always check in with Kim. The options are for you to say something or to ask Kim, mention it to Kim. I always mention, bring it up with Kim. Like, that's right, Kim. You thoughts, Kim, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. My problem there is I usually do other things first and then defer to him.
When it's the only option left.
When it's the last option, I'm like, Kim, what do you think? After I've already asked him 5 questions.
Trying to get this door open and totally offended this person we're questioning.
It's fine. It's fine. Madeline, you didn't post your stuff. How are you looking with your...
It was really small. I didn't clip
it's
it out.
It's so again. Small.
I'm sorry. Let me see if I can.
Well, no, you're okay. I'm reading it now. So Superstar Cop is 5.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry Cop, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Boring Cop, you only have 1.
Mm-hmm.
Communist is 20.
23.
Oh, it must have went up since you posted this then, because it's 20 in your screenshot.
Okay.
You've been busy.
I've been communizing.
You've been communizing.
Yeah.
Fascist 4. You're more of a moralist than I am too.
Mm-hmm.
And you only have 10 good cop, bad cop. So you've been deferring to Kim even less.
Yep.
Honors only at 1.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Although, you said you've been taking
pretty dishonorable.
You've been taking some pretty wild leaps with how you've been reacting to things, though, if I remember correctly, right? Or at least you were.
Play all the sides against each other.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you're a communist.
Okay.
I mean, right? That's how communism works. No,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
That was definitely what Mr. Marx was talking about.
Uh huh. Yep. I can't think of anything else. I mean, something funny, which I don't guess it's not a spoiler, but there's this one part near where you get to the point where it's okay, point of no return, or so it makes you feel. You have to get on top of this building, and it's there's a ladder that goes up the building, and Kim's I don't think I would go up that. It looks like it's about ready to fall apart. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of rings missing. And one of the options, I don't know if this is for everyone, but one of the options was was like, well, you could ask something to Kim that was like like normal. And then the second option for me was teleport. I should try to teleport up there. Oh, wow. I can do this. And, you know, you say that to Kim, like, Kim, maybe I should try teleporting. And Kim's like,
what are you? Like, right.
Like, or I maybe not. You know, like, I don't remember his response, but it was the typical Kim kind of like, you know, he's thinking, what in the actual, like,
what the hell?
Maybe not, like, maybe you shouldn't, you know? And he was, and you can make the, like, be like, yeah, I think I should. And so then you can make a check to, like, and mine was already high. It was already, like, 97%.
What?
To, like, to teleport wow. up to the, to teleport up to the top.
What the world skill was that?
And I was like, all right, we got this. And so you can put like, you're ready. Like it had in parentheses, like sometimes with like the opt-ins, opt-outs or continue. Mm-hmm. It had this like, okay. Like, and it said, you know, you're ready. So I picked that and the game, the screen goes black and it's like, and then you hear this like weird, like, it could be construed as a teleporting sound, but it's kind of metallic also. And then all of a sudden the game comes back and you're on top of the building. And wow. I, as the player, I'm like, oh my God, I just teleported. And of course your detective is like, I teleported. Kim. Like you could either exclaim it, like be like, Kim, I just teleported. Did you see that? Or you could just like not say anything, you know, and just try to be cool. And then I think you still say something to Kim though, like, did you see that? Well, and even the guy that's there with his kid, oh, because it's at the Felding building. I'm sorry, spoiler. Mm-hmm. But the guy that's there with his kid is like, whoa. Like when it happens. And then like you're like, you say something to Kim and Kim's like, or you just, or he's like, or I just watched you climb up the ladder.
Little what was it, the Walter Mitty action,
the there. the game makes you think that you like actually like teleported up there. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I have teleportation powers suddenly. Like, is this where this is going? Do I actually have like supernatural abilities? And Kim's like, no, you climbed up the ladder.
Damn.
Man. What a tease.
Yeah. I was at, where was I? So I was going to talk to Everett Clare, and there's a container there that you're like, I really want to know what's in here. Surely mm-hmm. something important is in here.
Yeah.
And I've been staring at it every time I go back and forth there. I try and see if I can get it open. Mm-hmm. And this time it was like rhetoric, talk the container into opening. And I was like, yes, I will try this if it's an option. And it was like 55% likely. And it didn't let me.
Oh,
I failed that check.
I love that it let you try.
I'm gonna try again.
Right, find some more clothes.
See what we can get.
Yeah. Suit up for your rhetoric check.
For my rhetoric check.
Oh man, yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, I don't. We'll see, but
did I mean part of the confrontation with Kuno? Did you find a little bit more disturbing things about the girl behind the fence?
Oh, I feel like I've already had this. I feel like I had this conversation with him, but it didn't go. It didn't end up in like going to the apartment.
it's kind of like the Titus conversations where it's very touch and go. You have to gain, you know, once you pass the empathy check. You're still not in the clear. You got to like go through like four dialogue.
I don't think that I can do that. I don't think that I can rectify that.
Oh, okay.
Because I've moved on with other things since then. And yeah. Yeah, because I think I know the conversation you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, where he is talking about, you know.
Yeah, but the end of that trail is he asks you to go to his father's apartment. And
no. Well, I mean, if
he has some speed and he wants you to get the speed for him.
Oh, I think I might have said no to that. I don't remember. Yeah.
I said yes, and I confiscated it, which
I didn't abide by any.
Sort of spoiled the, you know, my Kuno.
Sure. You're going to try and convert him. He was talking to me about, talking to him about solving the case and asking him to, you know, unofficially consult on it. And the girl's like, don't do it, Kuno. He's going to get you to be a pig.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I was having the conversation with him and I asked him something about speed and he replied. And then one of my thoughts was like, so he has a little bit of speed and he'll give it to you, but you got to say the right things. And then I couldn't figure out what the right things were. So good on you. Yeah. Frank, for
I think
figuring out the right things.
A couple of times in this game, I think if it's not a hard red check, you can go, but you just have to find the dialogue string that leads you back to that point.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think
but basically, you find out if you want to know, Kuno's kind of scared of her.
Yeah. That's what I picked up from my conversation, too.
Yeah. But because he thinks she killed the kid.
Yeah, he revealed that to me as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
But good to know.
Yeah. In fact, it seemed to me that he was kind of insinuating that she's killed more than one kid. That, like, she's.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, yeah, bingo. We got a wedge to get in here. And then he asked about the speed. I'm like, all conflicted. Do I go get the speed for him? And da, 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 da.
Yeah, I must have said no. I must have said no to that I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't. That's how I'm playing it. So.
So, was anyone else annoyed with the wannabe skulls that were checking out?
Yeah.
Kim's the car?
Yeah, it seems that you could try to get the jackets off them, convince them to take the jackets. Well, that's a very high check, and that's a weird skill. I forget what it was.
I don't remember what came out of that conversation, but yeah, it was strange. It was strange. Yeah. I don't think I have anything else in particular. Is there anything that y'all want to talk about that we miss?
I checked back in with the two cops and it doesn't seem like anything's changed.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
I mean, maybe something will reveal itself maybe to, you know, on the fifth day or the sixth day or some other day. But yeah, as of right now, they seem pretty useless.
Oh,
they seem pretty useless. Yes.
Did you give this stuffed goose to Gart?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I did that last. I mean,
I had done
that. I think it was Madeline. Madeline, did you give the stuffed goose to Gart?
I didn't take the stuffed goose because I was like, there's like.
Right.
Four things in this shack. I really want to take one of them. So I didn't take the stuffed goose.
That's true. I mean, it is kind of weird to be like, I'm just going to take this. Do you mind if I take it? And the girl's like, yeah, go ahead.
I'm already dirt poor. Well, now I'm dirt poor minus one.
Yeah, let me just take this from your house. It's fine. It's okay.
How about those shoes? I like your shoes.
I did finally look in the mirror. I have not looked in the mirror until towards the end of day four. Just because it was always like, you don't want to see what's there. Cause I tried in the whirling rags, like towards the beginning, like the first day of the game. And it was like, you don't want to see what's there. Really, trust me. And I was like, okay, I don't want to see what's there. And then, so when I stayed at the house on the coast, it had a mirror there, which I clicked on, and then I continued on. And I was like, okay, we're 4 days in. I think I'm okay with looking at myself now. And so it revealed, like, the picture in the corner of the screen before it's been blurry up to this point. But, yeah. your little cheeky, you know, red cheeked face. Oh. Has like a thought like dark circles under the eyes. Have y'all not revealed the did y'all not look in the mirror?
Yeah, I think I don't know okay. if I failed or succeeded early on, but I do. I mean, my portrait picture is that picture with the red cheeks, the bulbous nose, and all that.
Yeah. Mine was like an impressionist. Like you couldn't tell any features before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it hadn't looked.
I waited until like day three to finally look in the mirror.
Yeah. Kind of sit with your actions a bit.
Yeah.
Probably for the best. When I cracked up, when I was, I think when I had around the radio tower area, when I finally discovered that, I think early day four, and you come across another like old car, you know, that's just kind of like half there and just been left there, and a little circle comes up and you click it and it was like, don't worry, you know, you didn't do like pretty much like
you didn't crash this one.
Right. You didn't crash every car on this, like in this city, which is funny because I'm just imagining like your character, like looking at me like, oh God. And it's No. It's fine. You're okay. That's a little presumptuous of you to be like, I've crashed every car. Like any car that's crashed.
I did that too.
Is my fault. Which is very, very like a human thing to do. It's something I would do. You know, it'd be like, no, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, here, I'll post this. This was the Crabman Tiago. You tell him, like, you're like kind of a, you know, maybe I should go into architecture. And which the time? 21:43.
Go into architecture?
Yeah, and Diego kind of craps on, or the game kind of craps on architecture.
Yeah.
I think the game craps on most things.
Yes.
Yes. But I don't take most of it as sincere.
No.
I think most of it is like,
it's when life is this
bad, everything is bad.
Yeah.
Why take anything seriously or be genuine about anything?
Right. No. Absolutely. I'm not saying that. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think as beautiful and as well detailed as the game is, I can't take it seriously that it wants to crap on art and architecture.
Right.
Because they clearly love art and architecture.
Correct. Well, and also, like, you also saw some of that with the, when they were finding, like, the game stuff in the basement of the fail, you know, the doomed apartment complex or whatever, the doomed business complex. And you start finding, well, I say basement. I think it's like upstairs or something, but my mind automatically puts it in the basement. When you find that stuff, and you also find, like, if you look at the board and you see, like, the conceptualized, like, game art that they did on, like, the whiteboard or whatever. And it was, like, game art. Like, I don't remember exactly what they said, but it was, like, who wants to make art about games? Like, that seems stupid, like, or something like that. And I was like, oh man, which is wild because this game is very artistically designed.
Yes. Definitely has a style to it. Yes.
Yeah. And that's what I feel about a lot of it's like the things that he thinks about the world or that your thoughts come up and they're like, hey, this actually.
Yeah.
But I think it's very tongue in cheek or like, self-deprecating because that's
exactly
what we do in 20. Well, this was 2020.
Yes.
We definitely did that in 2020. But in the late.
Even in 2019.
Mm-hmm. In 2019. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been self-deprecating my entire life. Hello. My name is Steph and I'm a self-deprecator.
Hi, Steph.
Hi. Yeah. Anything else?
No, looking forward to, I think, yeah, I just tipped over the Ruby thing. So, yeah, I got to go find Ruby. So I think things will be picking up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to find, hopefully find my gun tonight.
Oh, are you, is the guy helping you with that? The,
Everett. Finally, I gave him enough information that he finally telling me somebody, at least a lead on my gun.
Right.
So he's like, oh yeah, I've been hanging on the disc for a while. And I was like, of course you
Yep. Yeah. Making sure you did 20 things to your one, right?
I guess, unless it comes up some other way, I'm assuming that my gun's going to stay gone.
Same. I'm not. Yeah. I'll choose the non-Everett route to see what happens. See if I can find it without Everett.
I bet you can. Because when I talked to the dude in the pawn shop, just talking to him, he said that somebody came in and bought my gun.
Yes,
like correct. An older woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I bet you can find it another way. I bet it's not the only one.
Oh, yeah. Did anybody else? I think I found a couple pieces of clothing. Passed the electrochemical check with the pawn shop guy?
For what?
Electrochemical. To buy drugs from him?
No, you reckon the check is you take a look at him and you see like something off about him.
Oh, that he's high?
No, he's on a chemical for, and you it's I think some people use it for.
Just, oh, I got that. Yeah,
But he's using it because he experienced radiation poisoning from.
Yes,
he was part of a cleanup crew.
Yes.
So it was an interesting little backstory into him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he gave me some. Didn't make me as high as the speed.
Was that the blue? Was that the blue stuff? Was that blue?
This is. Oh, I can't see it. I'm in the middle of a conversation right now. It's a purple cap.
Okay.
And that it raises your physical skills, but I think it raises your soft skills at the cost of your physical skills, like speed would as well.
That might have been what the Ty was telling me to keep. That's a hold on to until. Like the right time.
I gave it back actually. There was like an option, like on second thought, I don't want it. And he actually congratulated. He's like, good decision.
Like, well, good for you, Frank.
I'm relating what happened in this story. Okay. I'm not, you know, I'm just telling you what happened. Jeez.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's probably a good place to call it for this week. So next week we'll be talking about week 6 of Disco Elysium. So that would bring us to like, we have technically 2 more weeks, unless we all finish next week, which I doubt we're all going to. But it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. That's why we have it for 7 weeks. It's fine. So if you want more game chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for our past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat or follow us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for a current game, and we might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. Or email us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we're chatting about, again, week 6 of 7 for Disco Elysium. So until then, thanks for listening. I'll chat to you later. Bye.